Dozens of migrant parents held at a SeaTac detention facility are still waiting to reunite with their children. The families were recently separated at the border. KUOW's Liz Jones spoke with one of the mothers who came to the U.S. with her 7-year-old son. The woman said they fled to escape persecution because of their Christian faith. She told us about their journey to the border, what happened there, and a little about the son she hasn't heard from in a month. Here's her story in her own words.
Le gusta jugar pelota.
My son, he likes to play ball.
Le gusta comer huevos revueltos con frijoles colados.
He likes to eat scrambled eggs with whole beans.
Y le gusta tomar su leche caliente.
He likes to drink his milk warm.
Desde que salí a mi casa, todo nos fue bien en el camino.
Ever since I left my home, everything went well on the journey. We didn't have any complications. We were hitchhiking, asking for rides, me and my son. And 8 days later, we were at the border. All the clothing that we had brought with us to the border, this man made us throw it away, and he wouldn't take it with us across the river. And so I put 2 pants on my son, one dark blue and one black. And I put 3 shirts on him and a jacket. When we turned ourselves into immigration, my son was with me. We were held together at the border for 1.5 days. They put us in a small room, but it was really cold. They gave us some juice and some bread with frozen ham in it. That's what we ate. He told me, Mama, when are we going to leave from here? And I told him, really soon. He said, because I don't want to return to Guatemala. My daddy was very bad to me, and he was bad to you too, Mom. And I told him, we're going to stay here, son. That's what I told him. We're going to get out of here, and we're going to stay in this country. Good, Mama, he told me. But then he told me, but Mommy, don't leave me here. Don't you leave me alone here. No, son, I'm not going to leave you here. When they took my son away, they just told me they were taking my son somewhere else. But they didn't give me any explanation about why they're taking him or where they're taking him. Nothing, nothing. And to this day, I don't know anything about my son. We haven't been able to talk. I know that a lot of people are protesting for us and uniting for us. And I want to thank them a lot for helping us. On the TV, we saw that people were outside protesting, but we couldn't hear the sound because there's no volume. The only thing that I want is to be reunited with my son. I'm just asking for help, that I can be reunited with my son. I know that my son is suffering.
Ya se terminó el tiempo.
Our time is up. Ellos dicen que ya.
Ya no.
Okay.
Está bien, gracias.
Cuídate. Adiós.
That was KUOW's Liz Jones speaking with a mom who was separated from her 7-year-old son at the border and currently detained at SeaTac.